Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another RPG commentary. I'm the Marvelous Iggy. Say
What is
hello.
this old ass logo?
Say hello to
What
the all.
time am I in?
Say hello. Hey, you did Blues Brothers. Now it's time to go back in the Wayback Machine once again. Say hello, Dragon.
It's the ghost of the machine.
So, in case you haven't looked at the title card, we're looking at one personally one of my favorite movies, and one a movie that I probably shouldn't have watched, but my dad introduced me anyways. A little movie called The Warriors, which is basically a movie about gangs. And to start it off, and I'll get to this, but basically, this is a gang movie. This is a fictional gang movie. Take place in New York
Is this
City.
that Broadway movie where they all snap their fingers?
This is not West Side Story, no. This is not West Side Story. And I love this intro. I love the music for this intro. Like, I love, like, just how hidden, like, just cool it sounds. I love the logo, too, with the spray paint. So, and you've never seen this movie, huh?
I've never seen this movie because, frankly, I have standards.
You know, I really hate when you say that because this is actually a really good movie, and I hope you like it. All right, if you have, and so basically, this is a movie about gangs—not real gangs, mind you, but fictional gangs. And you know they're fictional, especially when you start seeing some of them. And we're gonna start seeing some of them in the beginning of this movie. This is New York
Remember when we
circa.
saw a fictional gang and then a robot killed them all?
Yeah, but and we already got in this.
Immediately, I thought he was missing an eye and he was just covering it up.
Yeah. So these are the Warriors. They are a gang out residents of Coney Island, a little place outside in New York State.
Is there only three of them?
No,
Are they the Warriors 3?
no, they are not the Warriors Three.
What the fuck is the point? Why are
It's
they
not.
known as
It's
the Warriors?
well. That's just. It's not. Stop thinking comics. It's not Warriors Three reference. It's just. I like it. Look at their jackets. I've wanted these jackets for a long time. I look how sick they are.
I bet you could buy a jacket like that on. Well, it's not even a jacket, it's a vest.
Well, it's a vest, but I want that vest. By the way, look how like all tagged up the subway is, how dirty. I wouldn't want to ride that place.
I wonder why people still tag trains.
Artistic integrity?
Pfft, bullshit.
I
It's
don't
not
know.
like you look at a train, see that, and be like, you know what? I know exactly who did that, and I'm going to remember him for all time.
I don't know. I mean, it's just fuck the man. That's kind of what it is. I mean, if it's just
Bullet.
tagging.
Shit, what was I about to do? Oh, yeah. I was going to look up to see if you could buy that vest on Amazon.
Yeah, do it, because I would love that vest. It's so sweet. I
Do
love this. And look, like, this is one of the gangs. Like a bunch of pimps. Sharply dressed pimps. I don't know all the gangs' names, and I don't. I'm gonna look up the gangs' names while we're doing this. We got ninja mimes.
wanted to save up money, you could buy it for $130.
That's actually not that bad. I thought there'd be more.
There's another one for 110. And then if you just wanted like a shirt print of it, it's like $30. It's not the best, but it's like $30.
All right, so those are like some of the gangs look standard, but I like some of them because they were really creative with some of the gangs. Let's see, there's 21 gangs represented.
Hey man, you know what my gang name is now? My name is Moon Bloodgood.
So basically, if you they're all the gangs of New York City are being called to the Bronx for a big meet. Now, obviously, if you know anything about gangs, that's not necessarily something you hear about just because every gang has their own sort of territory. And this is the Electric Eliminators. Look at their look at those look at those jackets.
I wonder if they have electric guitars.
I really love this intro. I love the awesome 70s music, late 70s, early 80s music. It's awesome.
Like, immediately my only exposure to this kind of thing was that one Simpsons episode where all the bullies get together between the nerds, the actual bullies from Springfield.
And that's their leader, the guy
Some
in the turban. That is their leader.
Why is it gonna be a turban?
Well, this is what he's wearing. It's a turban, not a turban, but I don't know what it's called, but it's not a turban. We haven't gotten to my favorite gang yet. I don't think they've shown them yet. I have not read the book, by the way. I have not read the book based on this.
So, when does this start in turning into a West Side Story?
It does not. I really wish you would stop making the references to West Side Story.
but fictional gangs. All movies about fictional gangs are the same, right? I mean, just look at The Outsiders. Am I right? The Greasers?
By the way, I think these are the orphans. I'm not sure. There's
what, these guys here with the wife beaters?
No, those guys are some of
also,
them.
I've never seen a black wife beater.
And by the way, the pimps we saw earlier, they're called the boppers. They're the boppers. Oh, the black tank tops, they are the Saracens. They're based in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. They do a fine job making black tank tops look intimidating. If you want a good lesson,
I would imagine that would hurt your hand more than the actual punching ball thing is.
Yeah, well, they're gangs, so they got to be tough.
You know, I don't work out when I don't know the name of things that people would work out with.
And the acting is not that great by some of these people. It's not.
Well, it's 1979.
No, I mean, not even that. There's great actors in 1979, just this movie. It's just...
You know what we should definitely do eventually if it ever gets back on Netflix?
What?
Jesus Christ Superstar. We should do Jesus Christ Superstar.
So now we're getting hints about this Cyrus guy.
Who's the Cyrus guy?
Well, we're going to find him. He's the most iconic thing that anybody... If anybody remembers anything from the Warriors, it's two things. It's Cyrus and another scene that comes up at the very end of the movie.
Is the very end of the movie the Broadway?
No, it's not. I really wish you would stop saying that.
Oh, man.
Look at... By the way, they actually hired actual street gang members to be in this in these crowd shots. Like actual gang members are in this shot.
Why?
I don't know, man, but I learned this I they're just doing some digging of information. There are some actual gang members, you know.
By digging on... you looked up the Wikipedia page.
No. I went on to IMDb and followed the external links. But yeah, these are and I think those guys have a name as well, the ones in the middle. They're one of the other main gangs that you follow.
That dude's a mime.
Yeah, those guys are. Let's see, they gotta have a name for those guys.
What, the French?
No, I don't. There's a whole bunch of other ones that aren't pictured. I figured they'd be pictured though.
Why are mimes a gang?
I think we missed the Baseball Furies. You missed the Baseball Furies.
What am I even watching? I don't know.
Yeah, some of these people are actual gang members, so, yeah, in 1979.
Oh, we got a dude from the Civil War. And I think he's in the wrong timeline.
This is Cyrus.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters.
I actually like this performance right here. He's basically the big sort of gang leader. Like, and his goal is basically to... This meeting is to draw the gangs into one big gang to take over New York City in a crime wave.
Would you say this is the Kingpin?
No, not that. I mean, I guess, because he's trying to be. But he's very public about it. He's not, like, in the shadows. See, he's...
Yep, there's that Civil War dude again. He's in the wrong timeline.
And all these gangs have been called is, like... Is as a peace quarter thing.
I wonder which one of them is the actual gang members.
Some of them I think it's evident when you get close up shots, but some of them you wouldn't know. Like these are, I don't think the actors are like the main characters, but some of the background characters.
Yeah, I can see that most of them look more fierce than the actual main characters. Yeah. So do you think the gang members actually, I don't know, robbed him or try to stick any of them up?
I don't know. Maybe they were under close surveillance. I don't remember hearing any other stories.
If you're a gang member and you're in this movie, let us know.
They're not. They would be very, very old. They probably wouldn't even listen to this.
Hey, if they listen to random commentaries
this
by two.
This is the line that people think. This is the line everybody remembers from the war. And I say this line periodically from time to time every day. Not every day, but
This is the movie where that line came
yeah,
from?
can you dig it? Yeah, this is where it's from. Like I said, if anybody thinks of Warriors, it's either this line or a line at the end of the very end of the movie.
Oh no, I always thought that came from like the king
No?
from boxing. I don't
No, no.
know. With his weird ass hair.
I mean, it's an admiral, but like not admiral because they're gangs and they're criminals, but like it's an ambitious idea that to draw everybody in, you know.
Like, I'm trying to look to see who would be an actual gang
I
member
love how
in
you're
this
judging by
crowd.
facial expressions, you racist son of a bitch.
It's not being
By the way,
racist,
you and you know, truth to
it's
form.
judging by who looks angrier than the
Yeah.
others.
So I must be a gang member because I'm angry all the time. Right. Good to know. Good to know, Dragon.
Hey man, you could be. I wouldn't know.
That's racist.
Nah, mate.
Look at that white guy, like, yeah.
A white dude started walking
By the
down the
way,
street
already
and he looked angry. I would think he
we
was.
got police cruisers. I mean, like, come on, like it's kind of odd that they would hold a public meeting like this. I mean, granted, they're not doing anything, but they're also associated with gangs.
They're also plotting anarchy stuff,
Yeah.
which fuck,
Speak
in
properly.
a within itself is kind of a crime.
Yeah.
So you can't kind of arrest it for that. I'm not wearing a shirt. It's just a robe.
And like people are mes like I kind of wish we get more with more time with Cyrus and like because he's kind of charismatic. You kind of want to watch him.
Apparently, being gang needs a religious leader.
Well, he's not being religious. He's just trying to draw in, like, you know,
Was Jesus being
he's just
religious?
being very charismatic. And
You know who else
it's
was charismatic?
Jesus.
Hitler.
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy is, you know, pretty. This guy is still a bad guy. Don't get me wrong,
He's
despite
gang
this,
Hitler.
despite that our protagonists are gang members, so they just don't. Oh, look, hey, guns. They said no guns. They said no guns here. What the hell's going on?
I think I know what's going to go on
Oh, this is a.
because of what I've seen from Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, the reference. So yeah, this like again, if you've seen Warriors, this is where they get it from.
You mean the episodes of The Simpsons where I just referenced the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yep, and there it goes. In The Simpsons, this happens to the dude due to a Bart slingshot.
And then everything like that magic just goes away and like.
No, my
Oh.
hero.
And there's, I don't recall if there's like an explanation onto why they, I'm assuming it's just like typical gang pettiness of like, we don't fucking want to work with you. Why should we fucking work with you?
Anarchy. We don't need no direction.
I mean, the rest of this movie is basically anarchy. The whole movie is one big chase back for the Warriors to get back to Queens. That's all this movie is.
You know what other movie was just one big chase?
What?
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, but this is less comedic in a good way.
Bum. Come on, where's Dan Aykroyd, man? Oh, goodness. Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, he's already dead, guys.
So, why wasn't anyone calling the hospital?
Well, I mean, they actually they can't exactly, you know.
I mean,
They're
they're all gang members, but they haven't broken the
But
law.
there's also, you know,
Or at least they haven't been,
they don't have cell phones, Dragon. Where are they gonna call them from?
there are pay phones.
God, I hate this guy's voice.
I don't do nothing, yo.
And you know what's interesting is that they take his word for it. There's no evidence that he did do it, and
Dude just beat his
yeah, and
ass.
he beats everybody else.
Oh, I know Kung Fu too. What you gonna do?
Yeah, and then the leader's warrior gets jumped. I'm presuming he dies. And from there, basically, the entire, not only are the warriors on the run from the New York State Police, they are also on the run for every single gang member because a reward is going to be put out on them. Because they're the ones who, everybody now thinks they're the ones who killed Cyrus, despite that it was the other
Right.
gang. God, I want
Does
this.
it also become a Lord of the Flies kind of situation where they start betraying their own?
No, that never happens. That actually does not happen. They're pretty. I mean, like, you would think that would happen given the context of everything, saving your own skin, but, it doesn't happen. They never even hint at that, which I'm glad they don't. It's all about just getting home. There's a point where they lose their sort of. Oh, and now the police are here.
Speaking of which, how fucked up is Lord of the Flies?
Commentary? There's movies on it.
I mean,
For
I
sure.
remember seeing one movie
Discuss.
about it
What
when I was in
you
high
talking
school.
about when the fat kid gets the rock dropped on him? And they eat
Oh man, that scene was
and they
sad.
eat him?
Didn't take too long for those kids to turn into cannibals.
No, but and so yeah, basically now they're on the run.
Oh shit,
This is the
man.
ultimate escape movie for my opinion.
It's also disrespectful to run in a graveyard, as
Yeah,
we've
but
learned from House of Cards.
they're gangs, so they don't really care. They're just trying to get the fuck out of there.
Come on, stay golden, pony boy.
Like kids, if you're listening to this, don't join gangs. This kind of glorifies it. I mean, this doesn't glorify it, but it's just like,
If you want glorification, watch West Side Story.
Yeah, well, that's not meant to be taken seriously.
Which, by the way, I have also never seen.
Yet you're referencing it.
Oh, yeah. Just because it's Broadway, and I know it angers you.
No, it annoys me that you're comparing. Whatever, it's fine.
I'm comparing a movie that I've never seen to another movie I've never seen.
And this guy, John Bon Jovi's lookalike in the center, basically becomes the de facto leader. Like he sort of takes
He
that.
looks nothing like John Bon
Tell me he
Jovi.
doesn't look like John Bon Jovi a little.
No. Why would you think he looks like John Bon
He
Jovi?
looks a little like John Bon Jovi to me. And so now
Except.
basically they don't know whether the truce that Cyrus laid out is on, and they don't know that they're being blamed.
Oh, no. Well, isn't there also some lady over the
Yeah, that
radio
is a
just
thing.
kind
Yeah,
of.
that is a thing. Yeah, we haven't seen her yet though. Very sexy
Another
ladies.
thing I learned from The
Yeah.
Simpsons. So now what we've learned today is The Simpsons can do references justice because I learned things from it. Even if it isn't the entirety of the movies.
Oh, we got some.
Yeah, I don't see it. He does not look like John Bon Jovi to me at all.
See, when we get a little like cock standing, just male egotism, but no betrayal.
So, about this pissing contest.
I actually like that they like refer to them like they are the warriors, so they use like Native American terms to refer to that. I like that.
So is that why we see other people with like a Civil War
They
uniform?
like it's a gimmick.
Of course, it's a gimmick. Because every gang needs a gimmick.
Well, it's more colorful than some gangs nowadays. Then again, I don't want to talk about gangs nowadays, so.
Oh, don't do
Yeah, well,
that.
they're gangs. What do you expect? Like I said, people have already. Yeah.
Even people in the gang should know better than
They're
to
just. They're,
defile
they.
a
Dude,
grave.
they are people who do not give a fuck about society's rules. They don't give a shit.
It's not even about society's
They
rules.
don't care. They do not care. I'll tell you that right now. So, like, you saying, come on, I'm like, I'm not surprised. These are the AC. I can't remember their full name. AC Bulldogs, I think. These are the gang that Cyrus was controlling, I believe.
This
You're getting black.
one of these would later become the leader of the Matrix.
Just because he's has sunglasses.
Yes. I don't even remember what his name was.
I actually really like this gang.
I'm also noticing it's only slightly racist.
How is it
I
racist?
see maybe one white person.
Well, it's like I think it's supposed to be like a Black Panther motif. I think that's what it's supposed to be. I want that jacket of his. With the shot.
You want every jacket but not Marcus's jacket?
No.
Oh my god, Ben.
See, the Warriors are just nobodies. So, like, who the fuck are these people? I'm from Coney Island.
Coney 2012?
Again, I found that, like, very stretchable. Like, they... Yeah, here's where the hit gets... Here's where the hit gets pulled out. Should bring that term back. Instead of, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to waste you. Should bring that back.
Isn't that still a thing?
I don't think people say... I don't hear people say waste enough. They say, in terms of wasted and getting drunk. Yeah, here it is. This is what you're talking about. That's some back in the day lingo, dude.
I just realized that my subtitles have not been on this entire time.
Turn them on, then.
Ah, fuck it. I'll just listen closer. I could have sworn I turned them on. Mm. Whatever.
I love this. I love the soundtrack to this movie. So yeah, now every gang is looking for them.
My God!
Along with
whatever
the
shall we do?
Along with the police, by the way.
Of course. This is glue. Very strong stuff. What's with the hat?
Fedoras. Look at the hula boys. Well,
We got the Mario Brothers.
Because they're wearing overalls?
Yes. And they all have a different color. Like one was specifically wearing a long sleeve red shirt.
Yeah, but
come on.
This is before the Mario Brothers, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was
don't,
79.
Don't lie to
this
me.
Is 79.
Stop lying to me. It may have been before the Mario Brothers, but not before Miyamoto started making his creation. It was all in the works. Oh, what is this?
These are the Baseball Furies, and these are my favorite gangs.
Why?
They're the goofiest ones here.
Just why? Come on, guys.
I think this is where WWE wrestler Sting got his idea to do... It's not. It's from The Crow, but I'd like to think this is where he got the initial, like, part of the idea.
Oh, man. This movie already. Oh, man. And that's when we also learned that every gang has the same taste of music.
That's all good music, dude. I also like how you can tell this was shot on location. Like, they just took cameras and they just went into the city of New York. And granted, this is also still in a time when New York City wasn't exactly the safest place to go, especially at night. So, you know...
You mean it isn't now?
It's better now. Like, any metropolitan area is bad, but when you look at actual crime rates and just how dirty the city was back in the 70s and the 80s... Just like reading on that stuff,
right?
It's just like they're like this is on location, and it's kind of ballsy to do this.
Blum. Well, I'm gonna get you there.
I love all the that wouldn't fly today. Actually, it does in some circles.
What's that over there?
Swan basically plays your typical leader guy, playing it cool. He's trying to get everybody home.
I'm coming home.
Uh-oh.
To the place where I belong.
We got skinheads.
Are they actual skinheads?
I don't know, but they're a lot of... Well, there's black guys in there, so they can't be skins. But there are a lot of bald dudes, though. Well, skinhead is a racist, is like for Turnbullaces,
like,
that's what they're called.
what, they're not neo-Nazis? I thought that was a term.
It is, but that's not what they are. Oh,
Ah,
never mind,
okay.
They are skinheads. Never mind. Never mind.
Well, all right then.
It's been forever since I've seen this movie, people. I don't know the gangs inherently in and out, so.
And this is the first time I've ever seen it, so,
what,
you know.
What, skinhead?
I'm only running on my knowledge of the Simpsons episode.
Yeah, well. I mean, a lot of... Uh-oh. Three.
My God,
I love this.
What's going
I
on?
Love this sequence right here. This, the sort of adrenaline that comes with it. It's very, very tense. Go.
Oh man.
Hi guys. Bye guys.
Why would you run in front of the bus?
Well, they can't run at an angle. If they run at an angle, they're just gonna get rammed in by the car. So
what?
By the bus, actually, not a car.
Why didn't you just either continue hiding or just run the opposite direction?
Because they have to cross eventually, so why not just go now?
Yeah,
while by the way,
they're...
why is that bus going so slow? You think the bus...
Exactly! They could easily run them all over if they chose to. Especially if their wish at the moment is to make them all dead.
Whoops. Hopping the turntiles like a boss.
Henry Irons, that guy was not. Also, we learned that they do obey society's rules because they're paying for access through the fucking bus.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, but now the rules don't apply, so fuck it. By the way, like, that's a terrifying image. You're, like, walking home, going home, and all of a sudden you see a shitload of gang members just come your way. Fuck that. I mean, thankfully they don't have guns.
There goes the neighborhood. Oh, no.
There's this.
Bizzies.
Movie's over. By the way, you see one with a 2x4. I think one of them had chains. They've been some business. And again, these guys are weaponless because of the truce that was made, so...
You know, except for that dude with the gun that actually did it. Who knew that the gang could have honor except for one member?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, settle down.
Yeah.
We haven't won
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. Like, we're not home yet, dude. And they all caught. Like, there's clear respect.
Yo, man, why you gotta be a buzzkill, yo? Oh, these guys.
It's true. Apparently, New York subway maps are kind of difficult to read sometimes.
I wouldn't know. I've never been in.
Well, I mean, just
no, like, I've never been in New York.
No, you've never been, but just look at a. Just you can Google a picture. Oh.
Closest I've been is Massachusetts.
Didn't even know you've been that close.
Oh yeah, I went for my Uncle Mike's wedding.
Ah, you flew?
No, my family drove there.
Wow, from Texas all the way to Boston?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, they gotta stop now.
We even went to the set where they filmed Cheers.
Of course, it could. I love that comment. Why couldn't it rain? Like that was gonna stop that shit. Obviously, that was planned. This, to me, I feel like that was planned, so that way they can get him off the train. Given the
maybe
given the scene of like the gang failed, so they're on the train, so let's stop the train.
But then again, with no actual mass communication outside of Miss Radio Lady, and they would still need to have a phone and quick access to a phone, how would other people know to start a fire?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know, this is me thinking. By the way, payphones.
See? I told you there was fucking payphones. Why didn't they just call an ambulance?
There were no payphones at that park, though. They were at a park.
How do we know?
We didn't see any. So
there were payphones everywhere.
By the way, again, not giving a fuck about society's rules, just by giving these out. I mean, this poor girl can't do anything.
Hey, man, I don't want any trouble. That poor girl was probably fired the next day. Is this his thing? He just eats chocolate. Which, by the way, a Hershey bar does sound pretty good right now. We should offer the completionist a Hershey bar.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know what that. Whatever. The rose.
Like who doesn't love Hershey's chocolate?
Yeah, fuck this guy. I hate. I mean, he's a gang, but at least like the like. Granted, our main characters are not saints, but they're honorable to a degree.
Yeah, except they
To,
deface
I said, I
cemetery
said, I
graves.
said to a degree, didn't I? They still are gang members.
I don't know any other gang members that fucking deface graves.
Whatever. I don't know why you.
Except for a metal band
They've
that defaced a
they've
famous
also.
guitarist.
Chances are these people have these characters have probably killed people. So this is the war, at least what they've worst than they've done. You know that sort of arrogance is going to get this guy's ass kicked. I'm not. I can't remember if he does or not, but Cisco.
They're gonna get picked off one by one,
They
aren't they?
no, they're not. As far as I remember, they all make it back. I think one of them doesn't, but I can't really remember.
Way to spoil it,
Oh,
asshole.
shut up! This is fucking. How old is this movie? 79?
79.
2009 would be the. Tw no, 99 would have been the 20th anniversary. 89. Yeah. So it's been almost 30 years? No.
36.
36 years. Almost 40 years. They're 36 years old. These are the orphans.
You can tell because they all look dirty.
That's pretty. We're gonna get japped. That could be considered a racist term nowadays. It probably was considered racist, but well, it probably wasn't considered racist by some people back then.
Everything's racist nowadays.
Well, I mean, Jap. I mean, to refer to something as Jap, we're gonna get Jap Japanese suicide bombers.
Yeah.
I mean,
At least they don't say they're going to be kamikaze.
look at this, look at this handsome guy. Not these two gentlemen. They actually look pretty nice.
He looks like he would play a Ray Romano's brother in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Is it that lazy eye?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I mean, he does kind of look like that dude. Oh, man. This movie had 115 cast members. Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, bruh.
This is just sort of grandstanding dick showing right here.
I'm noticing a lot of pissing
I
contests.
mean, that's the thing about gangs, especially like it's about gang members are usually filled with a lot of dudes who weren't belong, who didn't feel like they belonged anywhere, and they needed a like a male authority figure because it's probably more than likely their dad was absent in their lives, so they turned to gangs because they had a sense of belonging. But with that comes this idea that gangs really supply this idea of machismo that you have to intimidate everybody. You're the best. You're the most badass person there, and nobody fucks with you because you're in this gang.
Oh God.
Really?
That's really mature of you, lady.
Yeah, and she's starting to instigate shit for no reason, too.
Come on, lady. I just want to get by.
Yeah, and this is what like, it's kind of sexist when you think, but like their troubles start because of a woman.
And she's not wearing a bra. They're kind of poking out, lady.
Damn, he's just getting like you know, and he's going to feel inadequate despite that the warriors haven't done anything.
Come on, dude.
Oh boy, and they fucked up. And unintentionally, they fucked up by saying no.
Ah, shit, dude. What are we gonna do now?
Boogie.
Boogie.
Damn, there it is. This is where, like, I have to prove I'm a man. Now I gotta kick your ass. Oh boy.
Well, shit.
You know, that actually would not be a bad idea when you think about it.
What's going on?
He basically says, take off your collars, take off your vests, and you can go through. And I'm thinking, you know, if they didn't wear the vest, they probably wouldn't be spotted. Like, nobody would, like, I mean, they wouldn't get rid of them, but just hold them or something. I don't know.
That is, in fact, a very good point.
But also, they're gang, so there's that, I'm a man, fuck no, I do. I don't give a shit who comes after, whatever. It's that machismo thing.
There's machismo and then there's dumb.
Well, gang, if you join a gang, you're dumb, so there you go. It's all tied together.
If you're in a gang, please don't hunt us down.
Well, the shoe fits, lady.
This is bugging me. I gotta know if that's actually him.
Who, bon John,
Probably not.
who, John Bon Jovi?
No, the dude I think might have played
It's
Ray Romano's brother.
not the big guy. It's
Mr.
not
Lazy Eye.
him. It's a different guy. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Fuck you, lady. Bye.
Settle down.
Yeah, she's, you know.
Go put on a bra for God's sake. My goodness.
We wasted them with what?
Two by fours.
They don't really have anything at this point. There's a video game based on. There's a video game of this out there.
Oh yeah, and
It's.
David Beck comes. David Beck? Michael Beck comes back to reprise his role.
Is the voice actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up game, I believe. I never played it. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, like, you know. That's the perfect genre for what the warrior should be, and she's following them.
But why?
Because she needs the dick, and she sees a,
That's sexist.
I mean, you know, that's what the movie is. That's what she is. I'm not gonna lie about it.
It's the
She,
movie that's sexist.
no, I mean like that. I mean that's what they. That's what her character is, and that's what they're portraying. I'm not saying that's right, but, you know. Where'd they go? They disappeared. I mean, she clearly sees they're like versus like the gang she's shanged up with now. Like these guys are clearly better, so why not go with the stronger hand?
Giggity.
Yep.
Oh, and
Sneak attack.
something is about to go
No,
down.
it's not.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
sure I've seen this movie.
And that's when you realized everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
See? Yep, there it is.
Okay, I don't know who the fuck his name is, so I got bored
Whose
of
name?
trying to look it up.
Whose name?
Ray Romano's a brother, dude.
Just
Well,
look up Ray
cousin. I don't
Romano.
know.
The big guy? It's not him. I guarantee you
I
it's
know
not
it's
him.
not him, but
It's
it's
bothered.
another character I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, here they are.
Oh, shit. Hey, how's it going? Where are the
God, they
orphans?
have really shitty gang costumes.
You mean a very dirty shirt and denim jeans?
Yeah. So I wonder
Also,
if
you
you.
see a dude with an actual
I
weapon.
wonder, by the way, I wonder if you actually have to be a warrior, not a warrior, but an orphan to be in the orphans. That's what I'm wondering that now. Hey,
Maybe.
fuck you!
Shit, dude. He tried to kill us with the only Molotov cocktail he had. Oh,
Yeah,
shit.
I actually hit somebody. Again, this is all probably like on not on the set. This is probably all like on the back lot, back street somewhere.
So, where are the cops at this point?
They're like everywhere. There's not cops like every square inch, dude. They gotta.
Yeah, but there's always somebody patrolling at this time of
They
night.
probably weren't patrolling that area at that any given at that given time.
Oh no. We're gonna use the same strategy as before. And the fact that we just board another train.
Well, I mean that's I mean it worked. The only reason they got off the train last time was because the thing got on fire.
How come we're not being chased? It's because they have control of the train.
What about you? We didn't invite you.
In fact, why did she come
I
along?
don't even. I think they just.
Oh shit.
And of course, the War Chief Swan is going to protect them.
Michael
Protect it.
Beck, you were kind of sweaty there, dude.
Well, they're all sweaty.
It's him again. It's Morpheus. What a person that would grow up to be Morpheus.
Yep, the orphans are small time. Oh, look, we're back this again.
And now, to mix it up a little bit for you crazy crackers, we're going to play some nice soothing J-pop.
Oh, I fucking hate this guy's face. He just has that face of I want to fucking punch. You know what I mean? Obnoxious little shit.
If you are that person for some reason watching this commentary, Ben thinks you have a punchable
In
face.
this movie, he does.
Maybe that was the point.
Numbskull. He looks familiar. I don't know where I draw the comparisons, but he looks familiar. Not in that he's the same person, but that he looks similar to somebody else.
Dun 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 dun. I
Look
don't
how
know.
tagged up that subway is, though. Nowadays, huh?
Like a 79 subway, I guess I can see it's heavily tagged for whatever dumb reason. But nowadays I just don't get it anymore. Like for trains.
Well, you don't see trains anymore unless you live like in a huge metropolitan area like Chicago or New York. Trains aren't really
Or if you live in just like one of those big ass fields and you just see a train track.
Yeah, but like those are like those aren't like travel trains.
Like that's what I mean with trains that aren't meant for travel. I see most
You
of the
got
cars being
kids,
like tagged.
teenagers who are and young adults who are stupid. I don't get it
So
either.
dumb.
I don't get it either. Tagging in general is dumb.
If you're one of those taggers, let us know why you do it.
Yep, deuces.
Hey guy, how's it going? You know, your kids didn't
And see,
actually break any
now
laws.
here they get split up. Super kick.
So, well, yes, before that point where he assaulted a police officer, did they actually
They, I mean, they're pro.
do any crimes, or are they
They.
also assuming that they did it due to the radio show?
No, I. No. I mean, they probably have like. I mean, grant. I guarantee you, every police department like has like a gang spreadsheet or something of like the notable gangs in that area. And they probably saw them, or they probably got information that they were there. So they just assume they're gang members. I mean, look at what they're wearing, you know.
Sure, but they haven't
Yeah, but.
committed any crimes at this point outside of, assaulting a police officer.
When's I ever stopped a cop? And if they believe like they're gangs, you know, and they started and one they started running, implicating. So yeah, I was right. One of them doesn't make it.
Well, then, this is already going to
Mean,
make a turn.
you can see where it's going, right? With like.
Oh yeah, immediately. Yep.
Yep, there he goes. I forgot. I knew one of them didn't make it.
This was also kind of referenced in The Simpsons. just that Nelson gets left behind for whatever reason.
And so now we got...
And of course, they do the same strategy again.
Guess.
Somewhere or death. They got Charlie. Dude, you're wearing a weird hat. Oh, God. It's Starshine from Kiss.
He gets the Baseball Furies.
Why is Starshine wearing a baseball uniform?
Where are the cops now? That's what I'm asking.
Right? Actually, what's that dude's name or his stage name, Starshine?
I don't know. I don't know the members of KISS's names. Honestly, I don't know.
I feel like I should look it up because now
gotta hustle the home base, guys. Gotta hustle home base, guys. Hustle, 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 hustle. Hut, 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 hut. Wait, that's football.
Oh, there's my phone.
How would you describe the soundtrack?
I don't know. Steampunky? No.
Why would you? What?
Steampunk wasn't even a thing
no,
yet.
No, it's not. Not even. I don't even think steampunk is what you would call a type of music. That's a type of like.
Eh.
Like that's a type of like, genre of things, I guess. Not music. I'm not aware. I mean, I'm not aware.
Oh, it was Starchild. Not Starshine.
Starchild?
Yeah.
Stardust?
Where the fuck did I get Starshine from? Well, at least I was pretty close. Come on, dudes. You can outrun a bunch of athletes, right?
They're not necessarily athletes.
I mean, I feel like if they have baseball uniforms.
That doesn't mean shit.
They should be athletes.
I mean, they're keeping up pretty goodly, though, but also look at the Warriors. They're pretty good, but, I mean, the Warriors are not exactly not. They look pretty in shape, you know?
That dude has a murderous look in his eye.
I'm going to get him. Again, I have a feeling that wrestler Sting, while he's turning off the crow, like doing the crow, basically. I feel like the baseball bats and the face paint came from here. I want to believe that.
Do you think some of these gangs have puns related to their gimmick?
Well, these call it the Baseball Furies, so I don't know what the pun is.
Like, do you think they just shout at their enemies like we're gonna fucking hit a home run on your fucking head or some bullshit?
Maybe, but maybe not. It depends on the gang.
I mean, of course, they're going to make those kind of weird puns with their dates. Like, I'm going to fucking second, third base with you tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe. These guys will never talk, so we'll never know.
The world may never know. You're just as fit as us. You can make it, jackhole.
That's his favorite. This is this guy's favorite word of the movie is wimps.
Well, there he goes.
Oh, now you're surrounded.
By the way, I forgot to mention, this is actually Clockwork Orange.
Come at me, bro.
Things are about to happen.
Dude is very skilled with a baseball bat. Swing!
He's very skilled with a baseball bat.
Gets pumped.
But he whiffed it.
Oh, by the way, that guy keeps going for the same motion like three times in a row. You'd think he would try it after, like, it wouldn't work after one.
I mean, maybe two at the most. Just to maybe trip them up.
Yeah.
But, like, four or five times in a row? Eh. Well, then. Nobody fucks with the Warriors.
Damn. I actually like the angle of that throw. It looked like it hurt.
That dude must have been pretty strong if he lifted him up like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It looks like they're actually hitting him with those bats, and those bats don't look light or anything. It looks like that fucking hurts.
I guess you could say the Warriors unleashed their fury.
Get out. And now they got weapons.
Yeah. Now we can beat those guys with their 2x4s. Our wood's polished.
Ah, see, there's your baseball pun.
Yeah, but I already made that pun in Terminator Salvation.
No, but I'm talking about this is the baseball pun right here you were looking for in the movie.
You're a baseball pun.
Shut up. I'm just saying you were asking for baseball puns.
I was just asking for puns in general from gimmick gangs.
Well, people make the puns, so there's your pun.
So many trains. Do they even speak of the dude that got ran over by a train?
No, I don't. I think though. I don't think they. I don't because I think that every like they don't know if
That's kind of disappointing.
They don't. Well, I mean, because they don't know if he went with them. They probably. I think they assume.
Yeah, but they would have at least gotten back together at some point during this movie, right?
No, they do at the end of the movie.
So yeah, I think that would be something that would be mentioned.
But not until the end of the movie though, and I can't remember if it's brought up or not. I don't think it is though. He just dies as a casualty. By the way, those girls, those women that we just saw, they're called the Lizzies, I believe.
They're also a gang?
Yes, there's female gangs.
I thought they were just a group of people.
No, they're the Lizzies.
Which I don't know is either a compliment or sexist.
What? That women.
If a group of girls can.
Yes! Either... A group of gang is just a group of people.
Hey, how's it going? Come here often, lady?
Actually.
We got bats. We got hardwood for you, lady.
So this is where his penis is going to fucking get him in trouble. I mean, yeah, he's right. You know, you don't want to go in a park. Stop thinking with your dick for 5 minutes.
Bro, do you think you can stop thinking with your dick?
Damn. Calls him. Yeah, his area.
Shots fired. You know what? The dude on the left looks like a very miniature Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really? Is that what you're getting? I don't see
That's
it.
What I'm getting.
I don't see it. I still see, but John Bon Jovi is a swan.
He looks nothing like John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he does. Hey, pretty lady.
Hey, how's it going? You in a gang? No? Cool. Neither am I now. What's with his belt buckle? That's a weird belt buckle.
It's a badass belt buckle. I think it's of a Native American person. She is also very pretty.
I would agree with this. I would also agree with this. And then you think that she's now 36 years older.
Yeah, well, you can't stay young forever.
MILF!
And probably GILF at this point. I can't believe I just said that. God damn it.
Oh, man. I can cross that off my bucket list now.
And now Swan is going alone while they're going to go try to get him back and stop getting him to think with his dick for 5 minutes.
Cross that off my bucket list. Got Iggy to say GILF. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Somebody just caught the feel. This is getting kind of rapey.
Yeah, it is. Ah, there it is.
Well, shit. Come on, lady.
I'm not sure. I don't think she's a cop, but I think she's just...
She's just a lady that had handcuffs?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure because I don't know if her role is actually defined. She has, I mean, that's a rape whistle, so.
I mean, she, I would still maybe argue she's an undercover cop.
Yeah.
Because why would just a regular old,
Woman
I
have.
wouldn't say
You can
old,
get
but regular
handcuffs. I mean,
lady.
exact handcuffs aren't exactly. Oh, there it is.
Also, why would she just hang out at a park and rape
That's
her rapist?
the question, yeah. Considering you don't know if the cops are gonna come or not. It makes me want to think she was an undercover cop, but given it's the 70s, damn.
Sir, you spilled some ketchup on your lip? Oh, that's two people that don't make it back.
Oh, well, I mean, granted,
Um,
his is
unless
more
these two just kind of take on cops.
him coming back. No, they're not gonna do that. Something that stupid. They're not him. Granted, him being taken, you would have suspected he would have been the first to go, considering he's been all like, "Let's fight everybody," you know, and thinking and just thinking.
And then you realize that he's actually a lover and not a fighter.
Yeah.
And then he still gets captured.
Yeah, well, he's a rough lover apparently, and that cost him dearly. If he would have just kept walking, would have been fine.
Don't know. There's rough lovers and then there's forceful lovers.
Well, he was forceful.
Yeah, he
Hey, how,
was.
where the fuck did you come from?
And where have you been this entire time?
They're not anywhere near here.
So, you want to do it on the subway? I hear that's the thing people do. Which is actually
See,
probably a thing people do.
they bring it up. She brought it up right there. And she, I don't, but I don't think she knows he died though. I don't think they know either, 'cause she. Yeah, he's not in the mood to play.
But they're warriors. They need to come out to play. Right? That's their thing.
Well, the Warriors come out to play.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the line that yes, that they were that you remember if you watch the Warriors.
The Warriors 3.
Not well, it's dwindling down to three.
So right now it's only Michael Beck, what's her name,
Her name is,
and the other two?
as far as I'm aware, it's Mercy. I think there's two more as well, because two more got away. If not two or three, but they're separated. So
Oh
now
no.
they're have to wait for the wait for the train. Interesting, this person waits for the bus every day. This is the biggest pain in the ass.
Quick, we need to go to platform 9 3/4. That's how we'll escape. We'll get on that train. That's how this works, right?
This isn't London, motherfucker.
What, you don't
Uh-oh.
think fucking New York has their own
Nine.
Hogwarts?
No.
We learned in like fucking Goblet of Fire there's like a Germany one.
Yeah, but it's probably European only, not American. Oh, my
Ow, that was my
shins.
leg.
It's his shins.
Shin is also a part of his leg.
But I'm being specific, though.
The inspiration to that classic Family Guy joke.
You think so? That's all I thought about when I fucking saw this movie again.
The subway is coming to claim its new victims. That's the true villain of the movie.
The subway. Yeah, see this is
Like
what, see
it
this
gets
is.
you into a false sense of security, and then bam, kills one of the members. So, how y'all doing? Are these gals strangers, or are these the two from the female gang that we saw
These
earlier?
are from the female game we saw earlier. See, here are the other. Here's the other two.
Weren't they nice so far?
Well, they're nice for now, but they're gang. They're guaranteed. They can tell you. Oh, there's the other one.
Hey, how's it going? Dude's got a hairy chest.
Yeah. See, that's your hint right there.
We also find out that
And
they're
hit, and hit,
cannibals.
and you know, being a dumbass, like, yeah, because he wants to impress her. So, like, yeah, we're pretty big, not knowing that they know they're gonna kill them.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys. They'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a
Also,
man-eater.
this guy right here, I haven't brought it up, but looks like he looks the most underage out of everybody there. Like
Right?
he has a like he's probably older, but he just has a natural baby face.
That's also a funny thing about my family. My sisters, who are both like 32 now, they still look like they might still be in college
Yeah.
at the
Well, they
most.
probably aren't that old at this time. Damn, this is some dude's dream.
Like, when I don't have a beard, I look like I'm still maybe in junior high. At least that's what I hear from other people.
Uh-oh.
Shit's taking a turn. So, you think they want to do us? So, ladies, ever heard of a thing called Beavis and Butthead?
This is way before that, dude.
Is it? Oh wait, Beavis and Butthead was an 80s thing, wasn't it? Or was it
It was a
90s?
90s thing, dude. Come on.
Oh man, how do I not know my own generation?
Again, thinking with your dick's gonna get you in trouble. Stop thinking with your dick for 5 minutes and try to get back, but nope. Not one bit.
Hey man, when you get a chance to score, do you go back home at that very moment,
When
or do you take that chance?
every single gang in New York City and the cops are looking for you? Yeah. I would think yeah. Especially when, I mean, they don't know that a bounty's on their head, but they do know everybody's after them, so.
For reasons.
Well, they know why, because they think they've been accused.
Oh man.
I'm trying to get back home though, so I don't die, lady. That's what I'm trying to fucking do.
I just want to go back home and start my own farm in New York. Is that so much to
Yes,
ask?
it is.
I'm going to buy my own plot of land that used to be one of those dumbbell apartments. I'm going to tear it all down. I'm gonna clean it up and then I'm gonna just make it into a nice
I'm gonna
farm.
change my name to Swan.
Then I'm gonna change my first name to Black, so people refer to me as
Black
Black
Swan.
Swan.
You mean my first name to, my first name will be Black and my last name will be Swan?
Yes.
But I said I wanted my name to be Swan. So I
Yeah.
would be Swan Black.
Some people refer to others by their last name
In
first.
Japanese culture possibly, yeah, but we're in America.
We speak that Stars and Stripes language. Oh my goodness.
It's like the attempt a movie of like chemistry between these two characters. Damn, call.
I mean, they've only seen what they look like for what, like 10 minutes? What of it?
And this is sort of like her describing like the like what makes some people turn to gangs, and that you see yourself in a hopeless situation and you don't see any other way out except through this lifestyle, sadly. Oh, there it is.
Oh, she wants the D.
She's wanted the D since they got there. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but it wasn't as prominent.
Yes, it was. She fucking followed them.
So a lady who just follows you and wants a D?
Follows a gang of a dangerous gang? Yes.
So far, as far as we're aware by the context of the movie, they have not been dangerous.
No,
They've
but
been
they are.
accused of one thing, and the most we've seen them do
But
is
they
the
are.
face a
But within the
gravesite.
context, they are a gang, though. So. So I'm just gonna. I'm rolling with
The
that.
context, they're just a gang of people.
A gang, who have talked about wasting people. They're not nice.
Talked of,
They're
never
not.
done it though.
They're not nice people, though, Dragon.
They're just misguided.
They're not. They are. They know what they're doing.
Do they though?
Mr. Cyborg over here.
Dun 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 dun.
God, she wants it bad.
Come on, baby. So far, this is the one dude that doesn't think with his dick for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he thought about it for a bit, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. We gotta get going. And he ditched her ass.
Damn.
Crack her
And
asshole.
that's when the subway train claimed his next
God
victim.
damn it.
Did you know that there is now a subway train that is designed to look like a Gundam?
In Japan?
Was it a Gundam or was it something from Neon
It's probably one of those.
Evangelion? I'm gonna look this up because I don't want to sound like I'm talking out of my ass, which is most of the time.
He knows something's up. He's the only other one who's also still not thinking with his dick.
I'm the youngest one, so my balls haven't dropped yet. So I don't have to think with my dick. I don't have that capability.
You know, no disrespect to the actor at this time. He probably was old enough. He just has that youthful face.
Right? Did you actually buy that Gundam?
Yeah, I built it.
Nice. They're high.
What, high off of high off of
Well, you
what?
saw some of the ladies smoking pot.
True. Up, oh, here it is.
Oh, shit. Well, then, this took a
I
turn.
told you, stop, don't think.
Where'd you pull that gun out of?
You don't want to know.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
Violence against women.
I mean, they kind of started it.
Damn! That
Self-defense.
shit was pretty, just like straight up. Nope, bitch, here's the chair.
Let me see you to your seat. Boom.
Well, that could have. They could have easily have lost somebody else there. No lie.
I wonder how they didn't. I guess her aim was just really shit.
Pure luck. See, now this is where they actually discovered that they, you know, because the only other person they saw was their leader, and he's gone. And of course, Swan still traveling. Dragon.
Hi, I'm here.
Thought my internet derp for a second.
Nah. I was just really trying to look for that fucking train thing.
What's your, oh, well, don't worry about it then. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Lot of
Oh, hey
train.
guys, Square Enix designed some awesome Star Wars characters. I will link that to you later. Because these look pretty badass. And Loki writes some child stories to children. That's crazy. Oh God, we got rollerbladers. What are these guys' names? Come on, bro, you skate, bruh? Skate.
The movie starts to become a little more repetitive after at this point a little bit, up until the final sequence.
It wasn't repetitive before with Subway Run, Subway
It's a
Run.
little bit, but it's a little bit, but much more entertaining than previous than the other movie just did a commentary for.
You gotta run, lad.
I don't know if a gang would actually be effective on roller skates. I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, maybe they'd be quicker.
you would think it depends on the terrain. Like, what if it's in a park?
Maybe these are the guys from Jet Set Radio.
These are the precursor.
Oh, yeah. Maybe these are the taggers that just does everything. Am I
And now
right?
the gang is being regrouped, except for Swan.
And the two other people.
One who got arrested and one who didn't.
Tisk. Man, Boba Fett looks pretty badass. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. Just like you guys. Nope. Not even. I mean, he did, but he. His situation could have been avoided, unlike the guy who was thrown into the train tracks.
Have, though.
Yeah, I mean, like if he just would have kept walking and not think with his dick for 5 minutes. Hey, Bumblebee.
See, it's Super Mario over
But this
there.
is 79. The
It's Super
Mario
Mario.
Brothers weren't a thing yet.
He hasn't grown his mustache yet. Oh, man.
Well, sorry, are you still following me?
Look, I just want the D, and I'm not leaving your
What
side
do
until
you?
I get it.
No shit, he. I think he. I like how Swan is basically calm in every single scene he's in. He never really has anything escalates for him.
Luckiest dude, or just main character syndrome?
Luckiest dude, probably. Because it's
Man,
more of an ensemble cast than main character. So you think what I'm thinking? Oh, and he.
that guy kind of looks like Mario.
Now he tells him not to fight. Tells him to go the other way. Like, no, let's just get out of here.
Come on, guys, let's skedaddle.
Are they going? They're going to the restroom. Sure, you can.
You ever wondered why ladies go to the restroom together?
That's a question. Why are you asking me? I'm not a woman.
Well, just because you're not a woman doesn't mean maybe you don't
I
know.
don't know. You'd have to ask a woman.
Why don't I have to ask a lady?
Get your ass in here.
Well then, this is becoming a
Interesting.
sticking term. There's Luigi.
Just because it's. Shut up. Just shut up.
Everybody who wears long johns and a certain solid colored
Is
shirt.
a Mario brother?
Yes. I mean, obviously these two dudes here in the front are the Mario Brothers if you were wearing a bee costume.
This guy looks like a serial killer. This front.
Maybe he was one of the gang members.
Possibly, who knows?
Or he's just that good at looking very angry.
Being very taken seriously on roller skates.
All right, that dude in the red looks kind of like Chevy Chase.
A little bit? I don't see it.
Like, kind of thicker. Not like SNL Chevy Chase or current Chevy Chase. Like, somewhere in between. Dude with a chain.
Mace. It's not Mace, it's spray paint.
Dude, that's gotta fuck up your eyes.
Yeah.
Something fierce. Where are the overalls, gang?
I don't know what this gang is called, by the way. God, she is always instigating shit. In every fucking, a lot of fucking scenes she's in, she's already always instigating.
She's either instigating a sex scene that doesn't happen, or she's instigating fights.
Yeah. Oh, she's a biter too.
Some guys would like
Damn.
that. It's Terminator 3 all over again.
I actually like how visceral the fights are. At least here, like it feels very real. Like it's not, it doesn't feel choreographed. Except like one or two sequences are like obviously being thrown into the window, into the mirrors, but like for the most part it feels like very visceral.
All we're missing is someone being thrown into a toilet.
Almost.
Well, pretty close
Yeah,
there.
thrown into a urinal. Damn.
Well, then, that's a chain. This is certainly a chain of events, am I right,
Oh,
guys?
shut up. Damn, that broke the bat. Jeez.
Welp, thrown into a toilet.
Check mark. That little sequence right there where the guy gets the bat broken in and just gets back thrown into through the door into the toilet. Nice.
Are we getting to the final scene of the movie?
We're getting close to it.
This seems very final
We're
scene-ish.
almost, I mean, they're almost to Coney Island. The team is regrouped. These are the riffs.
Where were you for Coney 2012? Hi, Morpheus. How are you doing?
That's racist.
Why is that racist?
Because it's a black guy with shades, so obviously, automatically, he's Morpheus.
Mean, look at him. He
The
looks like a young
No, he
Morpheus.
does not. That's really racist.
Just shave his head,
Oh.
make
There.
him look a bit
No.
older. He would look like Morpheus.
No. You're just saying that because of the shades. Yeah,
No.
you are, because he looks nothing
No.
like Lawrence Fishburne.
And now everybody just seems, I don't know, too dry. Like just before they were just like dripping with sweat. And that was like while they were running. And now they just got done with the fight scene. And now they, I don't know. It's weird. Quit falling asleep, fucker. That's how fights get started. You're gonna get ambushed. And that's an interesting mark on that dude's face. Hey guys, we're just coming back from a key party. Have you ever heard of a key party? Ben,
Yeah, key party?
you ever heard of a key party?
No, I.
It's when couples go to a party and put their set of keys and they trade wives or girlfriends, you know, swingers parties. It's a thing.
That's really weird.
Well then, you're taken. Why are you looking at other ladies? This is a little awkward. They just really, they're really bumming out my buzz, man. You're really bringing me down. Hey, how's it going? We just came from the disco because it's the 70s.
It's kind of like, you know, like you're. I kind of feel like the situation anytime I get on the bus and like I see like these really nice rich white people, because my whole neighborhood is basically being gentrified. So it's like you have all these like really nice, just like really well off to do people. You have me, and it's just like, yeah, I don't want to look at you. You don't look at me. I'm not a gang member by any means, but I'm also not of their stature.
I look him straight in the eye. Be like, hey, how's it going? Someday I'll be taking your seat. I don't know. This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Yeah, this is the final scene. We're here. And I'm not sure, 'cause like there was a big hurricane, so I don't think this is I don't know. But this is also 1979, so I don't even think it would look the same, but
I thought that scene where the dudes start saying warriors come out to play was like during the night.
no, it's at the very end. But
Okay.
this is technically not dusk. But morning. This is no morning.
Dawn.
Dawn of the new day, yeah.
It's the dawn of justice. Did he just take one of those
Well, no,
girls?
they left.
Fucking.
No, remember, it fell.
Oh,
Like
well,
they
all right.
dropped when they were leaving.
Fair enough, I guess.
This
Here,
is,
this is me showing my affection to you.
granted, they tagged the graveyard, but again, these are the most honorable gang members I've ever seen in my life.
I still don't like that they tagged a graveyard.
Well, too bad.
It's not right.
Well, they're gang members. They've broken the.
It's bad luck.
Oh, shut up. Damn.
She kind of looks high.
I don't think it's high. I think she's just fucking tired. I mean, they like. I don't think they shot this all in one night, but it looks like they did based on how weary she looked.
Well, I guess we're at that scene now.
Yeah, the final showdown.
We can't hear the car behind us.
No, I'm pretty sure they know. You would think, like, I guess they'd, like, they was somebody would have dug up information that the Warriors are from Coney Island. They would have just all hid there, but they'd never do. But
You see the car behind you. Why aren't
also
you running?
the gang the words and put out that the Warriors in fact did not kill Cyrus. That one of the Rifts saw, like, nah, he didn't do it, man. Where the fuck have you been for the past 8 hours? Sleeping.
Right? Dude, I just really needed to rest. That and I saw this really good looking chick, and then I had to think with my dick for 5 minutes. Did they kind of kidnap her from her home?
No, she went with them, and then like
Oh.
in the heat, like they just brought her with her, 'cause like, she was already with them, so.
All right, whatever.
It's wartime, baby.
Now then,
Here it is.
so to intimidate them, I say we start strutting toward them and snapping our
Well,
fingers.
not that, but we're gonna put bottles in our fingers and click them together. This is probably one of the more iconic, like, scenes in American movie history. It gets referenced like so many times, and most people don't even know the reference.
Well, I didn't know the reference.
Exactly, that's what I mean. I've done this before, by the way.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
It's such a compelling scene.
And that punchable face.
Yep. I've used this before too. Like it's either Cyrus or this line that people seem to remember the most.
He looks very sickly.
I think a lot of people in this movie look very sickly.
I thought he would only say like twice.
No, he says it a lot. It gets annoying after a little
Yeah, it became annoying after the second
bit.
time. Just because of so many references only just say it twice.
Yeah. And he's still doing it. You can hear it in the background very faintly.
Now, why would you stick the what?
Have it at the ready. He put it in his belt
It's
liner.
a fucking switchblade. You hold it in your hand, and then when you need the blade, you pull the switch.
Yeah, but here you
That's
be
dumb.
unless you're getting ready to throw it at the go.
Then what? You would still hold it. You wouldn't. Oh, I need to throw my fucking knife. I'm gonna reach into my back
I've been
belt.
told I'm going to hell for my excessive use of the word fuck. I've rented a bus if any of you fuckers need a ride. P.S. I'm driving. Just want to read a random quote for a second. Showdown at the beach. I love this.
Walking on the beach. Woo, 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 woo.
Mean mugging like a boss. Looks like he's pouting his lips a little bit, like,
Duck face.
Yeah, duck face
I did the duck face
before it was
before it
cool.
was cool.
Also, some of these guys, they look like they have BDSM hats on.
Giggity. Young man, you don't have to feel down. I said, young man.
I think we get an explanation on why. Yeah, here we go.
I was bored.
Yeah, see there.
Yeah, pretty much. Saw that coming.
Yeah, if you were expecting like some kind of like grand mystery, yeah, no, it's just he wanted to do it.
He's the Joker. Except he's nowhere near as cynical and crazy as the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, he has a gun.
See?
What is it, Starship Troopers up in this bitch?
What do you mean?
Like in Starship Troopers, the military just trains the army how to throw a knife, like immediately to hit somebody right before they can push a fucking button.
Yeah, probably.
Did he just try and scalp him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they are the warriors, so. Damn. They got kendo
Golden.
sticks and freaking Jesus, they came ready to fight.
We know Kung Fu.
Gotta tell me that's not intimidating. And not because they're black, but just because it's like a legion of dudes.
They have hockey
Well, they
sticks.
got weapons. If you've been hit with a hockey stick, shit hurts.
No, I've seen a
I'm
hockey stick.
speaking with personal experience, by the way.
Why have you been hit with a hockey stick?
Brothers fooling around.
It's fine. We'll talk about this
He's
later.
like he sounds like a little whiny. He sounds like a little whiny kid right here. We didn't do anything. It sounds like he's like.
We can talk about this later within the Matrix. What if I told you that I knew the whole time that you didn't kill Cyrus?
He didn't. Shut up. He looks. He doesn't look a thing. God damn it, whatever. Yeah, so basically the gang that killed Cyrus are now going to be handled street justice by the Riffs. And they're clearly outnumbered. That guy has a fucking chain right there.
So, like, yeah, you see this chain?
It's like a horror movie, like you know, like where all the zombies just come in and converge at once. It's kind of like that.
What? How did they deal with the true villain of the movie?
They probably just beat his ass until his mother couldn't recognize him.
Oh, he's not the true villain. I'm talking about the true villain.
What are you talking about?
The subway train.
He lives to fight another day. No. Well, and there's never been a sequel. There was supposed to be a remake of this, but Tony Scott, the director, passed away before it could happen. Tony Scott didn't direct this movie, but Tony Scott was supposed to be the one to remake it. And truth be told, I don't think you could remake a movie like this. And if it was, it'd be a completely different movie. And like, there's something charming about this movie that I like.
It was a pretty interesting movie, I'll give it that.
So yeah, those are your final thoughts. What are your overall final thoughts of it?
It was cheesy and goofy as fuck. Those are my thoughts. What about you, Ben?
I still love this movie. It was, I probably shouldn't have watched this as young as I did, but I did thanks to my father. And I
It
love it.
doesn't seem like anyone would have done anything bad to
No, I
you, if you
mean,
hadn't or
yeah,
not.
I mean, I didn't join a gang. I never joined a gang. In fact, this turned me away from gangs. That and my dad's own influence turned me away from gangs. So, yeah. But I still enjoy this movie. It's a personal classic for me.
Baseball Furies, why?
And if you want a comprehensive list, there's like just Google it. There's a whole bunch of like where you can get every single gang's names. The
Or I guess you could just look through the credits.
yeah. The punks.
The police, the most deadly gang of
That's
all.
very topical.
Is it topical, though?
It is. Well, either way, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this commentary. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you thought about the Warriors. As always, if you have any suggestions, please leave them in the comments below. And
Until next time, I'm Mr. Dragon.
on the Marlo Ziggy.
See y'all next time.